Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Pamela Smith. Welcome to the ATRT3 Leadership Call number 32 on the 18th of November 2019 at 1900 UTC. Attending the call today is Pat Kane, Cheryl Langdon Orr, and Daniel Nagaka. Is that right? Is that correct? Along with the technical writer Bernard Turcotte, and from ICANN.org is Nagar Farzenia, Yvette Guignot, and myself, Pamela Smith. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Cheryl and Pat, I'm returning my call over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela. This is Pat. So welcome, everybody. I guess, you know, Daniel is just going to be the four of us right here. Oh, what I see. Oh, Cheryl's on twice. Sorry. All right. So Daniel, do you have anything to update for your SOI or Cheryl or me? I don't.
See, Daniel speaking. I don't have any respective update apart from there's a document that I think Casey Zanu made the comment regarding to the document, the white paper that was sent by Bennett. Probably yep. That is something that also we might be able to look into. Thank you. I haven't yet personally gone through the document since I'm on travel, but it would be something that is worth considering. Thank you. Back to you, Pat.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll go ahead and talk through that, cover that under, I guess when we get to any other business. So I guess we'll wait for the folks to jump on to go through that particular document at this point in time. Daniel, I'm also going to assume that you've got nothing to update from the...
I have no update, Daniel.
...work parties to plenary at this point in time. Welcome, Sebastian.
Yes, thank you very much. Sorry to be late. I was with a Uralo IGF preparation meeting. Sorry.
So we're at the point where we're taking a look at the agenda for Wednesday. This is our UTC 1100. Correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, well, thank you very much. All right, so as we go through the agenda, again, just, you know, normal introductions, SOI updates, roll call. Then we'll go through the doodle poll results for the face-to-face meeting in February. Nagar, do we have anything that's preliminary for us to at least think about with this group?
Hi, Pat. Yes. So far, 11 of the review team members have responded to the doodle poll. And 10 of the 11 have the preference set for Brussels location. There is only one visa issue so far. That's for Daniel, but it seems like he will have visa issues for both locations or will require visa for both locations, not to predict the future. Other than that, that's about all we have. And I'm happy for us to pull up the dual poll results if that's helpful.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and take a look at that real quick, if you don't mind.
Not at all. Pamela, would you please pull up the doodle poll? Thank you. So as you can see from the results, we have 9 members positively responding to Brussels. Tola is tentative for Brussels. And as you can further see from the results of the doodle poll, there are 5 positive responses to Istanbul. Wanda is tentative for Istanbul, and Daniel has visa requirements for both offices, whereas Tola only has visa requirements for Istanbul.
All right, well, thank you very much, Nagar. So we'll go through that again in the plenary on Wednesday, but it looks like we're leaning towards, at least from what we've got people weighing in, is a preference for Brussels. So, but we'll confirm that on Wednesday with the plenary. Thank you. Can we go back to the agenda, please? All All right, so the fourth, so the third item, and hopefully we'll skip over this quickly since, again, we've moved from work parties to plenary. If there's anything specific that's coming out from each of the specific work parties, we'll cover that. And then the fourth item is really where we're going to get into some conversation around the paper that we sent out, or that Bernie sent out yesterday on the recommendations. I'm sorry, am I reading that right? Yes. Take a look at where we are on the white paper and take a look at what we want to do there. So I see Casey, you're on. Welcome. And just want to throw it out because you had some comments that you sent out. I'm trying to understand where we are with your commentary and if we wanted to go into that at this point in time.
Was that a question? Sorry.
Casey, we're not able to hear you at all. Casey, we've lost you. Let me jump to Sebastian real quick and we'll come back to you, Casey. Sebastian, please.
Yeah, I'm hearing you spottily.
Okay, Sebastian Bajoli speaking. If it's my turn, I will. Just to say that didn't we decide that we will take out point number three because we have no any more work party, or at least it was my understanding. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Sebastian. And we certainly can remove that from the agenda. That's kind of been standard. If anybody's got an issue with us taking that out, please raise your hand or please check no. If not, Sebastian, thank you for that. We'll just remove that from the agenda. Kanagar?
Thank you, Pat. Happy to do that.
All right, great. So the next time we're trying to get to have a little bit of conversation for our group today in preparation for Wednesday, it would be a little bit of discussion about the white paper that was sent out yesterday. Daniel, I know you indicated that you are on travel and have not really dug deep into it. Sebastian, did you get a chance to take a look at it?
Yes, sir. Sebastian Basher is speaking. Yes.
Any commentary?
You want me to start to discuss the paper now, or you don't want to go through the agenda and then we discuss the white paper? It's up to you.
Sebastian, there's so few of us that we might as well go through it as we're going through the document.
Okay. And I need to take it. First of all, I wanted to thank the one who wrote this document. I think it's good to have something written. I think I quite agree with the comment made by Casey that we need some additional information in this document. I am a little bit, I will say, surprised that we take as an important fact that there was few proposals and not other are taking into account, but I can't tell you which one is missing. But I feel a bit strange when we say that there is people who suggest a 3-day meeting. Yes, it was one proposal, we discussed it, but we discussed other issue, and it's not on the document, I think. And my main point is that when we talk about option two, about the specific reviews, we need to go into detail, because my impression in reading that is that at the end of the day, there is nothing in this specific review we will stay within, because if we out the RDS because we don't need anymore. If we take out the CCT because it will be just needed once and when it will be the time for that, and we don't know when it will be. And if we wait for the SSR, what they think about, that maybe it will be not needed anymore, then we will stay with just ATRT. And then it's a little bit different on what we are thinking. Do we need other reviews on specific reviews? We didn't discuss that. And I really think that if ATRT needs to be somewhere, even if it's in one single specific review, we need to be at, I will say, a higher level than any others. And it's not because we are in this review, but because I think it's more important. But I can take a moment on discussing that specific question. That's my first feedback from what I heard. I hope that you hear me okay and that it's useful. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Sebastian. I appreciate the input. Casey, I see that you're back now. Can you do a voice check to make sure we can hear you?
Yeah, does this work?
That's fantastic. Thank you, Casey.
Yay. Okay, let's see how long it works. Sorry, I didn't get what you had wanted. You said something about my email.
Yeah, so basically, you know, since we're at this part of covering the agenda for Wednesday, I think the primary topic is going to end up being where are we at on prioritization and review recommendations. And, yes. And I just wanted to have you, if you could, walk through the questions you have or the confusion that we've created as far as the white paper that was sent out yesterday, so we can have a brief discussion and kind of get prepared for Wednesday.
Great. I think that I got a little lost at the reasoning in the, it was the second part, not the prioritization, but the sort of, I mean, the prioritization, let's talk about that in a second, but in terms of the future recommendations for review system, it wasn't clear to me how we were evaluating one versus the other, because we didn't do that. We didn't include that exercise we had done at the meeting about what are we trying to solve and what are the strengths and weaknesses of the given alternative in the context of the problems we're trying to solve. Did that come through? Hello?
Casey, I got the beginning and the end, but in the middle, you almost completely dropped.
Oh, okay, sorry. But it was about adding the problems at the top and analyzing the alternatives in terms of the problems that we're trying to solve with them, because I think I lost the connection between what the alternatives were trying to address and how well they addressed it. Like, I'm missing the method for that.
So Bernie, jump in here if you want, but basically the whole idea was to kind of lay out that since prioritization of what is resultant from the reviews, it's going to probably drive how we think about the reviews and the polarity or the dramatic differences in where we are in some of the suggestions for reviews, that we ultimately end up with a moratorium on doing the reviews until we solve the prioritization problem and then address the reviews. And that's the gist of what the paper is trying to say.
Okay, this was a separate part from, I think, the one I was reading. Let me go bring it up. But there are two issues here. There's the prioritization. Sorry?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's two separate issues, the prioritization and the future of reviews. Which one are you talking about?
Well, I think they're tied together, but I'm talking about, because I started off talking about the prioritization. And so if we believe that because there's so many different areas taking a look at prioritization and that the outcomes could be substantially different or in conflict, shouldn't we take a look at making a recommendation that says prioritization has to be solved with whatever process, and then the results of the prioritization process that we have in place will actually dictate how we take a look at reviews. And so if we believe that, and that's kind of where the paper's going, if we believe that or think that, shouldn't we take a look and say, for a period of time, place a moratorium on new reviews such that we can get to a point where we take the prioritization process and feed that into reviews to try to work those together. And the reason for putting the different options and the different thought processes in there is to show the polarity or the variances that we have across all of these different ideas that we've been talking about within the group. Because I'm pretty certain that, and I've said this a couple of times, that we have consensus on the problem, but I don't think we are going to end up with consensus and may end up with divergence in terms of how we look at the reviews. And if that's what we end up with, that's fine. But recognizing that prioritization probably drives the review process, I think that this may be a reasonable way for us to do something significant.
Yeah.
Some of our objectives, and then produce a document in a timely fashion.
Okay, I hear it. I think I would be surprised if there was consensus on putting a moratorium on all the reviews until the prioritization is sort of hanging a lot on a process that hasn't worked that well for the last 10 years.
I'm not suggesting that we do have consensus on that. I'm just suggesting that this may be an alternative that we can think through.
Absolutely.
All right, Sebastian, your hand is up.
Yes, thank you, Pat. I think we need to add to this reflection. It's the question of holistic review, because it seems that we in the paper it seems that it's lost somewhere, because we say that there will no be any possibility to do that, because if we have two separate reviews, we will not have a holistic view. If we do the first one, it will not be handled by the board, and the third one is quite out of reflection. First of all, I would like to put back the third possibility, because as I told you before, I think that the specific review is now shrinking so much, and I don't see why we can't put them all together. My second point is that if we do a moratorium, if it's at the same time we have more and more PDPs, the CWG, and so on, then we will end up with not having any possibility to come back with a review, both specific and organizational. The other point is that we say moratorium, but at the same time, if we say that it will be, I don't remember the words, but the work is done at the level of HSO and AC to improve by themselves the organization. There is no specific review, or there is no organizational review for that, but it's done internally. It will not decrease the work, it will change the horse, but we still have to do it. Therefore, when we talk about moratorium, it's a little bit misleading, I think. That's a few points I think we need to put together. May I suggest that, even if I will not be able to do so, that we have this document in a Google Doc, that we can discuss it as comments of the one or the other on this document. I will not be able to do it because I am jumping in a plane, and I will not be before we have the call, but I think it will be a better way to do the work, or another way to do the work in advance. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. I appreciate that. Osvaldo, I see that you've joined us. Did you get a chance to take a look at the document that Bernie sent out yesterday? Osvaldo?
Osvaldo, you're off mute. This is Pamela Smith. You're off mute, but we cannot hear you.
Yeah, hi, Pamela. I see that he responded in chat. He says,
"Oh, great. Sorry."
That's okay. No, thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate it. He says also having problems with his microphone. So very good. All right. So I think that's probably going to be just from where we are and how far we are. That'll probably end up being the lion's share of the discussion on Wednesday. And we may not get to additional prioritization of recommendations. So I think from that standpoint, we got a plan for a longer meeting. And if you'll see in the AOB, it's not there. One of the proposals that we're going to have is that we go 2 hours on Wednesday and not stick to a normal 90 minutes, because I think that we've got to get this thing done. Because at some point in time, if we can't come to an agreement in these particular areas, we're going to have a process where the leadership decides on how to word the different recommendations and whatever data we have around them. And then we're just going to have to take a feel for the team as to where people are. Are they consensus? Are we full consensus? Do we have divergence? Because again, we've probably got a couple of weeks to put our initial draft to this ICANN staff so they can get it posted for public comment by the 15th of December. So I think that's the reality of where we're going to end up based on how we come out of the conversation on Wednesday. So we can talk about the 2 hours later, but that's going to come up in the AOB. Sebastian, your hand is raised. Oh, yep.
And it was raised about the next meetings, and if we do that and any other business, I will come back on any other business. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sebastian. All right. So that'll be part of that. The agenda will be number four. Actually, that'll now become number three because we're taking number three out. Cheryl, I can't remember what number five was about.
Yeah, it's just to remind, pardon me, sorry, just to remind everybody that we do in fact have the feedback and session notes, and that is a shared document, and that we should encourage them to get in there and add any of their texts that they want to. And to be honest, I would almost, as that is an administrivia, I'm thinking that we should in fact make the new three, in other words, the ATRT 3 prioritisation discussion, the final point. So take the current five and the current four on the page and switch them, because the engagement session feedback notes is little more than I just said. You know, go, put anything in it, review, read, thank you. So it's almost an administration point.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Sebastian? And Sebastian took down his hand. All right. So, Nagar, if we could switch those two so that we would have at what would be the new number three would be remind, which is what is number five on this page, and then four will still be four.
Apologies, Pat. I'm going to ask for clarification, please. Unfortunately, the slide did not capture the updated agenda. What I have on the agenda right now as item number three is the prioritization and the white paper that you and the leadership group just discussed. As agenda item number four, I had the recommendations prioritization, which I understand you want removed for now, for this coming plenary call, or would you rather keep that?
No, you're right. I was looking at the screen, Nagar, and not the one that we sent around this morning. So number three should be the prioritization reviews proposed recommendation as you have it in what was sent around this morning.
Correct.
Number four should be, if we have any additional time, we'll take a look at the additional recommendations.
Very good.
What Cheryl suggested was we take number six and what you sent around this morning, and that is number three.
Okay, so move that up to number three as far as the engagement session feedback is concerned. and prioritization of the white paper discussion number four. Number five would be, if there is time, recommendation prioritization discussion.
Right, and then if again, and that there's more time, which I'm starting to dream. Number seven, the continue working report 5.0, version 5.0 will end up becoming six. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Right. Any concerns with those on the call that that's the meat of the agenda for Wednesday? All right, I see no hands and I see no noes. Cheryl?
Sorry, Cheryl here. Just to note that under any other business for Wednesday, we would also be talking with the full review team regarding the duration and perhaps frequency of future meetings, that's all. Because that needs right. to be a full review team discussion.
Right.
So that is under AOB, not a separate point, though.
Thank you, Cheryl. All right, so then for our AOB today, recommendation to make a 2-hour call for Wednesday. Sebastian, I know your hand up was earlier for that. You want to weigh in?
Just to tell you that I will try to be with you, but I have a full day meeting with AFNIC, and we have a general assembly almost at that time. Therefore, as I am on the board, I don't know how I will handle that. But at the same time, it's a very important topic that we are discussing, especially the white paper you give us, and I will try my best, but if I am not really available all the time, sorry for that. Thank you.
Sebastian, thank you for that, and I know that's an important meeting for you, so if you're unable to make it in that meeting, feel free to give me a holler after that, and I can catch you up on where we ended up, okay? All right, thank you very much, Sebastian. All right, anything else we want to talk about? For the any other business, since we've got a short couple of weeks to get the final document done, what are the questions that are coming out? Do we want to meet, put on the calendar a couple of more meetings, or do we want to suggest that our call on the 27th be a 3-hour meeting? Because we're getting to the wire. Any thoughts or concerns around that from the team? All right, so we'll cover that under any other business on Wednesday with the team then, since I didn't see any hands go up or any yeses or nos, we'll leave that for an item under AOB on Wednesday. Okay, Nagar. Oh, sorry. Yes, Sebastian, please.
Yeah, whatever solution you take, I will try to manage. But don't forget that next week it's the IGF in Berlin, and I have also in one moment the General Assembly of Uralo, and but I will try to manage the timing also there. Thank you.
No, thank you very much for that reminder, Sebastian. I know that this is the end of the year and people try not to do things in December, but we're going to have a lot of conflicts. We'll have to do our best to get something done here, and work on getting determinations on what level of consensus we have on what these recommendations are going to be. And they're just given 2 weeks, and we've not even taken a status on consensus on any of them. We're going to have a lot of work to do. So thank you. Nagar, your hand is raised.
Thank you, Pat. Just wanted to confirm, as I see a couple of comments in chat, that we are okay to extend this Wednesday, 20th November's plenary call to 2 hours.
That is correct. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Pat, I just wanted to ask, as I said in chat, Cheryl here, what's the time difference between the IGF day and our calls in that week? Because it may be that if we're aware of the time difference, that that will also help for the members who will be deeply engaged in IGF world as well.
So I know that for me, it's a time shift of 6 hours forward. So what that week would normally be a 4 o'clock meeting, a 4 o'clock meeting, 4 o'clock Eastern time. So it'll be 10 in the evening, East Coast time. And I'm not sure that translates to you, Cheryl, but I know the IGF is 6+ from where I am. So it's a -1 from UTC.
If we keep the 21 UTC meeting time for the 27, it's Sebastian speaking, it's in the evening in Europe, at the end of the day, it will be 10 p.m. in Berlin, and we can go for the all night if we wish, and we will be fresh for the next day meeting in IGF. Thank you.
Oh, actually, that perhaps not all night, Sebastian, but it does mean that it might be clashing a little less in some people's lives. So,
definitely.
Seven or eight.
I agree.
Yeah. That's good.
About the full night.
No, no.
You're right.
Working all night, I understand how to work all night.
Yeah, I know.
I really do.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's we good. Know. All right. So those times seem to work well. Good. Thank you. Fantastic. Thanks for that.
I'm not sure about working well, Cheryl, but they'll work. All right, Nigar, please.
Thank you, Pat. So the only action item I have captured is that you're extending the duration of the plenary call this Wednesday to 2 hours. That update will go out shortly. I'll go over the agenda for Wednesday just to make sure we're all on the same page. Typical welcome roll call, reviewing action items, new and closed. A sub item is the doodle poll results for the face-to-face meeting. Item number 3 of the agenda will be the reminder of the engagement session, feedback, and notes documents. Item number 4, ATRT3 recommendations prioritization. Item number 5, the prioritization and reviews proposed recommendation going over the white paper. Number 6, if there's time to continue work in the report and fill out various sections. Number 7, AOB, under which we will discuss duration and frequency of the future meetings. And of course, last but not least, confirming action items and decisions reached. Please let me know if I've missed anything.
I know you read it off, Nigar, but I think that works. And since you send out the proposed agenda before we send it to the broader group, if you would do that, and then we can quickly confirm that, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. All right, do we have anything else from the group before we sign off for the day? Nigar, I'm assuming that's an old hand.
Oh, pardon me, yes it is.
All right. Cheryl, anything you would like to add to close?
No, all good from my point of view.
Bernie, anything that we should pay attention to within the documents, other than be familiar with them before we get to Wednesday?
No, just a note for those that didn't notice, I posted the Google version of the white paper in the usual folder where the report is. And if you have trouble finding it, just email us and we'll get you that link again. Also, yes, we do have to get things wrapped up for the 30th if we're going to produce something for the 14th of December for public consultation. And let's remember also that, we're now scheduling that time right after the public consultation ends. And that's when we'll really be finalizing our answers. So let's not forget, it's not a do or die on this path. And the results of the public consultation should really help all of us finalize things for full consensus decisions. Thank you.
Good point, Bernie. Yeah.
All right, so with that, Bernie, unless anyone has anything else to say, I will declare that we're done. Pamela, thank you very much for today.
Thank you all for coming.
Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.